Blog Talk Radio.
Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finder is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. Now listen, I need you to go grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible as we get into it. And while you're doing that, I want to remind you that you can reach us out to us on Facebook at Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries Facebook page. You can send us a message to Messenger. You can also just post on the page, amen. And also, if you want to send us an email, you can always reach out to us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. You can send us your comments, your questions. You can even send us your prayer requests, amen. Or if there's some subjects that you think us as Truth Finders would like to dig into. So listen, by now you should have your pen and your paper, and let's get to it. Hallelujah. Let's start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. This truly is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank and praise you for your presence, Lord God. We thank you for being God and God alone, and besides you, there's just no other, Lord God. We thank and praise you for this opportunity, Lord God, to come together and break bread, break your word together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your word comes to heal, edify, and deliver us, Lord God. So we thank you on today, Lord God, as you gave us your holy word on today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to live it. Hallelujah. Give us a word straight from the throne of grace, Lord God. A word for our right now situation and circumstance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you in just to have your way in this study, Lord God, as I decrease and you increase, Lord God, because we understand it's not by might or power, but it's by your spirit, Lord God. So we ask you to come in and just move by your spirit, Lord God. Breathe on your people, Lord God. Do the work that you want to do for your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just honor you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, my fellow Truth Finders. Amen. We're going into season 4. It doesn't seem like we've been on for 4 seasons, but this is our 4th season. Amen. And we usually go back with a recap, but no, we want to start fresh here in season 4. Amen. And on today, I want to get into something called the sparrow mentality. And this came about, I was talking to a friend on the phone, and we were praying, and I heard the Holy Ghost say, sparrow mentality. And so today we're going to deal with the sparrow mentality, amen. So I want to ask you to go, let's go over to Matthew. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, and bear with me, because I think I'm going to put on my glasses, since I can't really see that well. There we go. Matthew chapter 10, and we're going to do verses 29 through 31. And it says, are not 2 sparrows sold for a farthing? When we look at the word farthing here, it means, is it like a copper coin or a denarius? Amen. It said, are not 2 sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Amen. And I'm going to go to 28. I'm going to read that as well before we get started. Say, and fear not them which kills the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Then I'm going to read 29 and 30 through 31 for you again. Are not 2 sparrows sold for a farthing, a coin? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. when we're talking about God the Father. But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. Amen. And so when I talk about, hallelujah, the sparrow mentality, I always say this, and this is something that God says in the Old and New Testament. He says, God just wants to be your God and you be his people. He wants to take care of you. Amen. And the thing about our human flesh, our sinful flesh, that it had took on from Adam, from the adversary, is it likes to make provision for itself. When we go back to Adam and Eve, God had gave her everything that they needed in the garden, yet the devil was able to trick her because she thought that she could make provision for herself. When the devil said to her, but what about this tree? Why don't you eat from this tree? And she said, well, you know, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, well, you know, maybe I need to know something. Maybe God's not telling me something. And so the problem with the flesh is, the problem with our sinful man is, it always likes to make provision for the flesh. But what is the sparrow mentality? Let's look at Psalms 84, verse, get over to Psalms, the 84th division of Psalms, and we are going to read verse 3. In this day, yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altar, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. And so when we look at what is the sparrow mentality, when you have the sparrow mentality in Christ Jesus, it's a stability. When we see here in 84 and 3 in the Psalms here, it says, you know, the sparrow, she found a house. She raised her children. She nestled in. She built an altar to the Lord. She had an ark of safety around. She had a mentality that God is with me. God is taking care of me. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to lay my nest here. I'm going to raise my children here. I'm going to send an altar. I'm going to worship God in this place because I know my God, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. She understands, hallelujah, the sparrow understands who her God was. And there was nothing or nobody bigger than her God, and no one could do things for her but her God. Amen. That's having the sparrow mentality. Let's turn over to Psalms 102 and 7. Just flip over a couple of pages for my newer saints. Psalms 102, verse 7 says, and watch, I watch, and I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. And so another attribute of having a sparrow mentality is, although you're alone, you know that you're not on your own. When we see here in the Psalms, it's hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. He said in 7, he said, I watch, I'm looking, and I'm like a sparrow alone on the housetop. The sparrow alone on a housetop says, I'm up here by myself, but I'm not alone. I may be, no one else is around me, but I know who's with me. I know my God is with me. I know my God is taking care of me. I know my God is, like he said, he would never leave me or forsake me. And so what stops us as saints of God from even having a sparrow mentality? Let's go back over to Matthew, and I'm going to use the scriptures because this is Truth Finder, so we're digging into the scriptures. Let's look at, go back to Matthew chapter 10, verse 31, where it says, fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. The key to this is fear. What happens, hallelujah, Jesus, we can't take on the full benefits of God like, hallelujah, like Psalms 103 says, forgetting not all his benefits. We don't walk in the benefits of God because we still have fear. We fear that we're not going to have enough. We fear that we won't have provision. We fear that we won't get everything we need for tomorrow. But Jesus even told us, he said, don't worry, let tomorrow worry about itself. You know, and that's when he was referencing the sparrows, like, look, they toil, they're troubled, they don't work, they don't go to work every day, they don't do any of that stuff. But yet, God, they understand that God is going to feed them every day. And so what stops us is fear. It's fear that stops us from walking in the full provision of God. It's the cares of the world that chokes the truth of God's word from our hearts and minds. We know God. We hear God's word, hallelujah, on a weekly basis. But still, sometimes we're like, wait, maybe I just need to. Or maybe if I just to. Or maybe, but you know, when we say that, we deal with how the adversary works. But God said, if you just give me the praise, if you just get in my presence, if you understand who I am and what I did for you, hallelujah, all those things, like Jesus said, he said, if you just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. And so today I want to remind you of God's word. I want to remind you of what God is saying to you as his dear children. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41 and 10. Let's flip over to Isaiah 41 and 10. Hallelujah. And 41 and 10 says this, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And he reminds us of that in his word. Also says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, get over there if you can, amen. I know we're moving kind of fast, but I'm going to put these scriptures, hallelujah, in the comment part so you can be able to go back and read these. But what we're doing now, we're reminding ourselves of the word of God, the things, hallelujah, that God said he would do for us, amen. So let's look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. You have the all-living, all-knowing, true and living God inside of you. Hallelujah. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, like according to Romans 10 and 9, he said, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died on the third day, he rose and he did it for me, I'm saved. Now all these benefits are coming. And now he's saying, now that you're in Christ Jesus, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Think about this for a minute. God created the whole earth. Everything you see, he created. Everything, the sun, the moon, the trees, the stars, that God that's inside of you created all of that. And the very same God that raised Jesus from the dead on the day of Pentecost is living on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And so God is saying, why wouldn't I take care of you? Why wouldn't, hallelujah, why wouldn't you have everything that you need? Amen. Even Psalms chapter 8 tells us, hallelujah, Psalms 8 division, Psalms like, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man, hallelujah, that you gave him dominion over the fowls of the air and the fishes in the seas, and all this power lies inside of you, and yet we're worrying about our meal for tonight. We're worrying about what we're going to eat tomorrow. We're worrying about how we're going to pay our bills. When God say, that stuff is frivolous to me because you've already taken care of, amen. Let's look at Numbers 23 and 19, and we're talking about the words that's reminding us who God is in our life. What he said to us, what he's going to do for us. That's what we're doing on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said, and shall he not do it? Oh, or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Every word. He told Moses and him, I had to teach y'all, hallelujah, that you might live by every word that proceeded out of my mouth. It's not what you do, hallelujah, but it's my word that's living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. It's my word that gives life. He even told Isaiah, hallelujah, heaven and earth going to pass away, but my word is going to stay forever. And we know in John chapter 1, hallelujah, it says it's the word of God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The word of God is God. And so won't he do it? Won't God, hallelujah, do it for himself? Amen. And so in Numbers, God had to remind him. He said, I'm not a man. I don't lie. I'm not a man. I ain't got to repent. If I said it, it's good as done. It's every time I open up my mouth. Like we said earlier, he said, let there be, and everything you see came to pass. Let there be water. Let there be this. And so that very God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that very God, hallelujah, that lives on the inside of us, amen, did all of this. And so he's telling us, why not believe what I'm telling you? Hallelujah. Let's jump over to John, hallelujah. St. John chapter 14, verse 2. I'm showing you, we're just iterating, hallelujah, the remedies, hallelujah, for letting the world choke out the word of God in our hearts and in our minds. We're going to believe God's word. We're going to stand on God's word. You know, we have to believe every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We have to believe it, amen, amen. Our Lord and Savior, let's get over to John, St. John, and we're going to look at chapter 14. Chapter 14, and if I'm going too fast, thanks, I'm going to slow it down. I get so excited when it comes to the word of God because it's life, it's spirit, and it's truth, and it's life. Hallelujah. And every time we get into it, I get so excited about it. Amen. So we're at John chapter 14, and we're going to look at verse 2, and it says, in my Father's house, and this is Jesus talking because it's in red, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I want you to look at this problem and say, if it were not so, I would not have told you. Everything that God says to us is true. Everything that Jesus said to us is true. And so what we're trying to reiterate is, if you believe it, you know, he told Mary, hallelujah, in the gospel, he said, all things are possible for him that believes. If you wholeheartedly believe God's word, you will see the manifested glory in your life. You will see things just lining up in every single area of your life. But you have to believe the word of God. Let's go over to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, hallelujah. 2 Timothy, and we're going to look at chapter 1, verse 7. This is very familiar scripture for a lot of people. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy, let's flip over there. For my newer saints, it's in the Old Testament towards the back. Amen. It's past the gospel. And we're going to look at 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. This is very familiar. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and a sound mind. So Apostle Paul is reiterating here to Timothy that, hey, you don't have to fear. God didn't give you that spirit of fear. You know why? Because he gave you power first, and then love, and then he gave you a sound mind. You're not confused. You're not wishy-washy. You're not double-minded. God gave you those things so you may be free in the Holy Ghost. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and there's power, and there's freedom in Christ Jesus. And so God, hallelujah, when he said to us, when Apostle Paul said, let this man be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, he's trying to tell you there's a freedom and understanding that you're a son of God. Those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. You're a son of God. You know, like Bishop always talk about in Peter, you're a royal priesthood. You're a chosen people. You're heirs to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. You have the power, hallelujah, in you, hallelujah. Everything is in you. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to be scared at anything because your God is with you. As we're looking at the totality, we have to understand that the sparrow's whole confidence was in Christ, wholeheartedly was in God. Never what he can do for himself. The only way to have a free of fear, is to totally depend on God. You have to totally, totally depend on God. It's a hard thing, hallelujah, especially when you're learning of God and you're used to thinking that you're making provision for yourself, amen, because you were not, God was always with you. Those things, hallelujah, they came. He ran on the just as well as the unjust, amen. He gives, amen, and he provides for you even when you don't know that he's giving and providing for you, amen. But let's look at Psalms 34 and 4. And this is the only way to have a life free of fear is to totally depend on God. You have to be just so sold out. Like my pastor used to always say, you got to know that you know that you know that you know that Jesus is Lord. You got to understand that you can't do nothing without him. You have to know in him everything, in Christ Jesus. Our salvation says that I'm in Christ Jesus. The fullness of Christ is in me. If I just stay in him, amen. Psalms 34 and 4 says this. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This is how you eradicate that fear in your life, hallelujah, so you can be able to walk in the goodness and the full benefits of God. You have to seek him. Even Jesus said, if you just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added to you. And it's not just material things. Peace, hallelujah. Those things that money can't buy and those things that the world really can't give you. But you just have to kind of just rest in him. You know, Psalm 37 says, if you just rest in him, if you just delight yourself in him, if you commit or roll your whole life into him, you will see all the manifestations of God. There'll be no worry. If you're going to feel like life is so much better. I didn't say life will be easy, but I said it would be so much better. Because when the trials and the tribulations come now, you have a peace that surpasses all understanding. How do we know that? Because God told us that he'd give us a peace, hallelujah, that surpasses all understanding. Like we read before, if it was not so, he would not have told us. We need to be successful in this world and the one to come, because we're living to live again. Amen. And so when we see God, he say, look, in Matthew, he told them, he said, look, I didn't come to bring you just peace. I came to bring you a sword. I came to bring you the word of God so you can combat everything that the adversary is trying to do to you in this sin, sick world. But you have life, and you have it more abundantly. God values you and your personal needs. He desires your love and your fellowship so much that he sent Jesus to die on the cross. He's never away from you. You're always in his presence, his care, and his concern. He knows all your needs, trials, and all your sorrows. That's why Jesus told us in the gospel, I'm sending you the comforter. I'm sending you someone who's going to be with you. I've always been with you, but now you're going to feel him. Now he's going to speak with you. He's going to live inside your heart. He said, you are so important to God that he treasures your faithfulness, love, and loyalty above all earthly things. Don't let the cares of the world choke out the things that God is trying to give to you. Amen. Don't let them do it. Amen. Let the word of God, hallelujah, just dwell in you. Meditate on the word of God. Use the word of God. Amen. Joshua 1 and 8 says, book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate on it day and night that I may be observed to do all that is written. And when you observe it, say, then I have good success. Then I will prosper. And that's what God wants to do for you. But he doesn't want you to be so tied up in how are we going to do this? How am I going to get this? How am I going to get there? How am I going to pay this? He don't want you tied up in the how. He wants to be tied up in the who. Who am I? Who did I say I am? I am the great, true, and living God. I am everything you need me to be. I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I'm Jehovah Nisi, your God Almighty. I'm Jehovah Shalom, your God of peace. I'm Jehovah Rapha, your God of healing. And so God loves you so much, but he needs us to stop looking at the world system that can never give us or never provide for us what we think we need, and start looking to the hills, hallelujah, which cometh our help, knowing that help is going to always, always come from him. It's in him. As long as you, hallelujah, keep seeking, keep serving him, keep depending on him, he's going to keep blessing you. What's going to happen is those earthly things are not going to matter to you as much as they used to. Whereas you used to think, I just need a house. I just need a car. I just need this. Then you're going to get to the point, if I have a house or I don't, I still love God. Whether I got a car or not, I still love God. Whether I got a new job or I don't, I still love God. The life that the sparrow lives. Like, I'm just going to nestle here. I'm going to build my family. I'm going to praise God right here because I know right here he's with me. I know he's taking care of me. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God is still with me. Your unwavering faith in Christ proves is genuine in the midst of trials and trouble is his glory and honor. When, hallelujah, he can say to the adversary, have you considered my soul, my servant Job, an upright man, hallelujah, who can go through everything you throw at him and still not curse God. Amen. Now he wants to throw Angie. Amen. An upright woman in God. No matter what you throw at her, she's still going to praise me. She's still going to trust in me. She's still going to lean on me. She's still going to do it. And that's what God wants to say about you. That's his honor. That's his glory being manifest in the earth. God's ability to brag on you. My child, my sparrow, they don't have nothing to worry about because I got them. Everybody knows, hallelujah, I got them. Everybody knows that who their God is, that their God is going to do it for them. They don't have to worry about anything. And that's the peace that Jesus came to give us. That's what the provision that God came to give us. And so when we talk about this sparrow's mentality, amen, I hope you understand it a little more now, amen. Let's turn over to our final scripture, amen, and we're going to look at Luke. Luke chapter 21, verse 18. We're going to end here. Amen. Luke chapter 21, verse 18 says, but there shall not any hair on your head perish. He said, but, and Jesus said this. Jesus is talking, amen. He said, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. God loves you so much. Not only, hallelujah, is he in touch with your feelings, your infirmities, and your emotions, amen, but he knows every hair that's on your head, and he's telling them, not one of them coming out unless I allow it. There's nothing going to happen to you unless I allow it to. Nothing's going to happen to my child because those are my children. Those are the ones that I sent their oldest brother to die for them, hallelujah, that I can get them with me because I love them so much. I so love them. I so love them. Hallelujah. He so loves you. He so loves you. Hallelujah. It doesn't yet appear what it shall be. It doesn't look like you think it should look, but he still loves you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And like he told us earlier, isn't this, aren't you even worth more than a sparrow, than a bird, amen? And I take care of that bird every single day. Why won't I take care of you? Why won't I be with you? Why won't I deliver you? Why won't I give you everything you need and ask for if you just call on my name? And so God is, hallelujah, saying to us in this season, I need you to forsake everything of the world because it's going away. It's not your home. And just seek me. I need you to be in that Psalms 91 place. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders, for listening to us on today. Now listen, hallelujah. I need you to come back, amen. And I want you to know this. It's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome, awesome day.